If we want to look further into the future for something to do, coming up, what is it, next Saturday? Saturday, June the 24th. Is that next Saturday?
Yes, Saturday, June the 24th. First of all, I am also a volunteer with Real Rot Rescue.
Indeed. Should mention, we're talking to Cindy Breida here.
Thank you.
Yep.
And we are based in Avon, so there is that Lorain County connection. We are a 501c3 charity animal rescue group, mm-hmm. and although it's Real Rot Rescue, we do actually save all breeds of dogs. We call them Nottweilers.
I like that.
Who
comes up with that? Was that you as well?
You took credit
for the Rotten Roll Party.
I made up the Rotten Roll Party, but I did not make up the Nottweilers. But we do. We started off with Rottweilers, and since then, the REAL is actually an acronym for Respect Every Animal's mm-hmm. Life. And we have actually just recently rescued 22 Golden Retriever puppies from two different litters. We've taken in Cocker Spaniel puppies. We take in adult dogs. We take in senior dogs, dogs with medical issues. And that's really why we have these fundraisers like the Rotten Roll Party. Now, the Rotten Roll Party is one of our, well, the first biggest event that we've had. And it's at Music Box Supper Club in Cleveland, right there on the banks, the West Banks, with Monica Robbins of Channel 3 and her band, the Whiskey Kings, for the live entertainment. So we have a lot of good support for this event from different sponsors. Tito's Handmade Vodka is one of the sponsors for the event. The event does feature 2 hours of open bar, soft drinks, coffee, drink specials. We have an appetizer station and a slider bar that we're featuring. Also a snack table, but we have great raffle prizes. So as a matter of fact, SureTech donated a big box of duct tape and other household supplies for this.
Well, fantastic.
Yes.
So you can go down there, get your free roll from there, and then you can head out to the Rotten Roll Party next week.
You can win a lot of stuff. We have the Cavaliers had given us a great package.
Cool.
And other sports things, golf things. We have overnight stays, just a lot of great prizes. And each attendant will get a swag bag.
Cool. And you said that's going to be a raffle. How do folks enter that when they go to the Rotten Roll Party? I love that name, by the way. I'm going to say it as much as I can.
The Rotten Roll Party, yes. June 24th at Music Box Supper Club. So we are selling tickets for the raffles.
Okay.
You must be present to win, but we'll announce the winners. The event's from 7:30 to 11,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to call the prizes at 10. So, you know, if people want to stick around and hang out, they can. But if they want to go home after the raffle, that's fine, too.
Sounds like a fun time for everybody. How do you guys come up with this type of an event? I know you guys have some other things you do, but where did it hit in your head? Look, we need to have a party. We need to have an open bar. We need to have a good time, some prizes for people to win. Where did you come up with that?
Well, we've had smaller events like Rottoberfest and the Rot Time for Wine, which is a wine tasting event. But
these are the greatest names in the history of names, by the way.
There's so many things you can do with the word rot. I have no idea.
Who'd have thought?
As it turns out, in the past 5 years, the number of dogs we've taken in actually has increased by 500%. And we are a 501c3. We're only funded by donations, and we're volunteer run.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody in our organization gets paid. All money goes to the dogs. That being said, having an increase in these animals that we're taking in, we need to pay for the medical expenses or even routine vetting of spay, neuter, microchipping, and vaccines. So we thought, you know what, let's get our name out there. Let people know who we are, that we rescue these dogs. We rescue all dogs for that matter. And let's really also celebrate all the dogs that we've rescued. I mean, I myself started fostering and ended up adopting. She was one of 12 breeder releases.
Uh-huh.
She was raised in a barn.
Wow.
She's had no social interaction with people, so she really has a tendency to shut down. So we do have these special needs kind of dogs as well. But that's when I became really involved in the organization and realized that, you know, they do so much. I mean, we take in dogs mostly from Ohio, but also as far as Kentucky, Texas, Tennessee, Pennsylvania. So they do need to start, we do need to get revenue mm-hmm. to start paying for these the dogs and everything that they need. So I said, you know what, let's do something celebratory. Let's have a big party, the Rotten Roll Party. And that's how it started taking off. And then I contacted Monica Robbins, and she was very much on board with having this. Music Box Supper Club was very welcoming to the idea.
It's a great venue, by the way.
It is. It's right there on the Cuyahoga River, mm-hmm. West Bank of the Flats, and it's a great view. Not that you'll need it, because you'll have the band and you'll have all these great raffle prizes. We have Shock Top donated a grill, so we have some tailgating stuff. A lot of gift cards to great places, even grocery shopping. We have everything you can think of.
Yeah. You've been talking about it this week. And, like, I mean, look, if the open bar is not enough for you, if the hors d'oeuvres, if the appetizers aren't enough for you, I mean, you talk about those prizes. You already said there's Cavs stuff. Who's not a Cavs fan right now? There's
exactly.
Browns stuff for the Browns fans. And you mentioned, even if you're not a Browns fan, the Pittsburgh Steelers have some things that you can go in and grab.
The Pittsburgh Steelers actually donated a lithograph signature picture of Antonio Brown.
How about that?
Yeah, so we're going to see who's, you know, which raffle basket will generate more income. But tickets can be found at Music Box Supper Club's website. And right now we have a promo. Tickets are $65. And you might think that's a little steep in price, but you really do get a lot. We're not making any money off the ticket prices. We're making money off the raffles. So the ticket price helps us pay for the open bar, the foods, and the venue.
Sure. Goes to an absolutely great cause, as you mentioned as well. Again, the Rottweiler Rescue, Real Rottweiler Rescue, the Rotten Roll Party coming up Saturday, June 24th at the Music Box Supper Club. And if folks can't make it out to the event, what are some other ways they can either help you out by fostering dogs or get some more information?
Well, you know, Matt, I'm glad you said that, fostering
Thanks.
Dogs.
Yes.
We are primarily foster-based. That being said, we are always, always in need of fosters. And we will match a dog with your level of experience. I mean, like I said, we had puppies come in. They were like 7 weeks old. So you have something like, some dogs like that, as easy as puppies. I say as easy as puppies, but okay, puppies really aren't easy for me.
Yeah.
But we also have the adult dogs, some laid back, some more energetic. We do test. We'll make sure they get along with other dogs. Or we have a resident cat at the Avon Pet Lodge, where we keep the rest of our dogs that aren't in foster. So fostering would be great. Now, if you want to make a donation, you can go to our website at realrottweilerrescue.com. Mm-hmm. And there is a donations button there. We also have we're on Amazon Smiles. So if you're buying anything on Amazon, go to Amazon Smiles and use Real Rot Rescue as your designated charity.
Sounds great. And again, the event coming up, the Rotten Roll Party, Saturday, June 24th. Go check it out. If you can't do that, check out the Facebook page. Check out the website. Find out how you can foster an animal or donate a little money. Thank you, Cindy, for being with me here today doing the news updates for
well,
us on the
welcome.
Morning show. It was a blast. And thanks for the information as well on the upcoming Rotten Roll Party. Big thank you to all our other guests as well. Ashley Luke from SureTech telling us about the 14th annual Avon Heritage Duct Tape Festival. Our good friend Cliff German telling us about the upcoming 51st annual Festival of the Fish. Both the Duct Tape Festival and Festival of the Fish running June 16th through the 18th. You can check those out. And of course, author Maurice Dorsey, who told us about Businessman First, his book Businessman First, Remembering Henry G. Parks Jr. Tomorrow, Bruce Van Dyke is back with you. We will see you then on the WEOL Morning Show.